Chapter 2. Athos, Porthos, and Aramis. The next day, D'Artagnan went to Monsieur de Tréville's house. There was a noisy crowd of 50 or 60 musketeers around it, ready for orders from their captain. Seeing these strong and fearless soldiers made even a brave young man like D'Artagnan feel nervous. As he walked through them, holding his sword against his leg and trying to smile, they all turned to look at him. For the first time in his life, young D'Artagnan, who had always thought well of himself, began to feel silly. A servant came to ask his name and took him to wait outside Monsieur de Tréville's office. At last the door opened and D'Artagnan's name was called. But Monsieur de Tréville seemed angry and explained that there was something he had to do. Then he called out loudly,
"Athos! Porthos! Aramis!"
Two musketeers came into his office. One was a tall, very expensively dressed man in a long red cloak. The other was much younger, with dark, gentle eyes. Monsieur de Tréville looked at them both angrily.
"Last night, the cardinal told the king that you started a fight outside an inn. You three were recognised by some of the cardinal's guards. You know that fighting in the street is against the law. But where's Athos?"
"He's very ill, sir," answered Aramis.
"He's probably wounded, not ill," replied Monsieur de Tréville crossly. "So, how do you explain this story?"
"Well, sir," said Porthos, "the guards attacked us, and we had to defend ourselves. But before we had time to draw our swords, Athos was badly wounded. There were 6 of them against 3 of us. In the end, we managed to escape."
At that moment, the door opened and a handsome but very pale man appeared.
"Athos!"
cried the two musketeers and Monsieur de Tréville together.
"I came as quickly as I could, sir," the man said in a weak voice. It was clear that he was in great pain.
Monsieur de Tréville now realised how brave Athos had been and shook his hand warmly, not noticing how much it hurt him.
"I won't let my musketeers put their lives in unnecessary danger," he said. "But Porthos has explained that you three were defending yourselves."
Athos was unable to bear his pain any longer and fell to the ground.
"Call the doctor quickly," cried Monsieur de Tréville.
Porthos and Aramis lifted up their friend and carried him out of the room. When they had gone, Monsieur de Tréville turned to D'Artagnan.
"Forgive me," he said. "You see, a captain is like a father to his soldiers. But I have to see that both the king's and the cardinal's orders are obeyed, and fights and duels are against the law. So, young man, what can I do for you?"
"You knew my father in Gascony, sir," replied D'Artagnan. "I hoped that I might join the king's musketeers."
"Well, one day it may be possible, but a man has to prove himself first," answered Monsieur de Tréville.
"I had a letter for you from my father, sir," said D'Artagnan, "but it was stolen from me on my journey."
D'Artagnan then told him what had happened in Meung. Monsieur de Tréville was very interested in the tall stranger with the scar and the woman in the carriage. "He called her Milady," said D'Artagnan. "He told her to go to London
and let him know as soon as the Duke of Buckingham leaves England.
That sounds like the Cardinal's man, said Monsieur de Tréville quietly.
Oh, sir, tell me his name. I must get my revenge.
No, you must keep away from him, or you'll get hurt.
Now, I'm sorry that I can't do more for you, but don't let that stop you coming back to me, said Monsieur de Tréville.
You mean when I've proved what I'm good for? Said D'Artagnan, turning to look out of the window.
Well, I promise that you won't have to wait long.
Then, to Monsieur de Tréville's surprise, D'Artagnan suddenly shouted,
This time he won't escape me!
Who won't escape you? Asked Monsieur de Tréville.
The thief, of course,
replied D'Artagnan, as he ran from the room. He had just seen the man from Meung. He had reached the top of the stairs when he ran straight into a man coming out of another room.
I'm sorry, I'm in a hurry,
cried D'Artagnan, and he tried to run on, but he felt a strong hand on his shoulder and turned round to see the white face of Athos staring at him.
You run into me and then think that it's enough to say sorry, said Athos. Your manners are very bad, sir. I suppose that you've just arrived from Gascony.
This made D'Artagnan angry.
That may be true, sir, but I won't be taught manners by you, he cried. If I wasn't in such a hurry,
then we can finish this later, said Athos. Meet me for a duel at the Carmelite convent at noon. And don't be late.
All right,
agreed D'Artagnan, already running off. He flew towards the street door, still hoping to catch his enemy. But Porthos was standing by the door, talking to another musketeer. As D'Artagnan tried to run between them, Porthos's cloak blew around him.
Look out, cried Porthos. Are you mad?
I'm very sorry, but I'm in a great hurry, and...
You need to learn some manners, cried Porthos. Oh, I do I?
Answered D'Artagnan crossly.
Yes, meet me at 1 o'clock, behind the Luxembourg Palace,
Porthos shouted after D'Artagnan, who was already running off again.
Fine, 1 o'clock!
Shouted D'Artagnan, disappearing round the corner of the street. But he could not see his enemy anywhere, and he began to feel sorry. Monsieur de Tréville would be angry with him for being rude, and now he had agreed to fight 2 duels with 2 strong musketeers.
I should be more gentle and polite, like Aramis, he thought.
Suddenly, he saw Aramis talking to some soldiers in the king's guards. He noticed that Aramis had dropped his handkerchief on the ground and was standing on it.
This is my chance to be polite and friendly, thought D'Artagnan.
You've dropped your handkerchief, sir, he said to Aramis, pulling the handkerchief from under the musketeer's shoe.
Aramis went red as D'Artagnan handed it to him, and the other soldiers laughed. The handkerchief was a beautiful one.
Don't pretend that you're not having a love affair, one of the soldiers said. I can see that a lady has given you her handkerchief. Is it Madame de Chevreuse?
This gentleman has made a mistake, Aramis told his friends crossly, and he walked off down the street.
D'Artagnan followed him, meaning to say sorry.
Excuse me, sir, he started. What's wrong with you? Said Aramis. Even someone who's just arrived from Gascony should know that a man
doesn't put his foot over a handkerchief without a good reason. In Gascony, we think it's enough to say sorry when we've made a mistake, said D'Artagnan angrily.
Well, that handkerchief isn't mine. I don't want an argument with you, and I don't fight unless I have to, replied Aramis. I'm a religious man, and I'm not going to be a musketeer for long. I want to be a priest.
I saw the handkerchief fall from your pocket, sir, so I know that you're lying, said D'Artagnan.
If you're going to speak to me like that, I'll have to teach you a lesson, cried Aramis.
Immediately, D'Artagnan put his hand on his sword.
Not here. We're outside the cardinal's house, where his men can see us, said Aramis.
Meet me at 2 o'clock at Monsieur de Tréville's house, and I'll take you somewhere quiet. D'Artagnan agreed and walked away.
Which one of the three musketeers is going to kill me today? He thought, unhappily.
When he arrived at the Carmelite convent at noon, Athos was already there.
I've asked two of my friends to act as my seconds, but neither of them is here yet, he said, getting up politely to meet D'Artagnan.
I'm afraid I have no seconds, sir, said D'Artagnan. I only arrived in Paris yesterday, and I know no one here except Monsieur de Tréville.
Well, that's unfair on you, and doesn't make me look good, said Athos.
But you're already wounded, sir, so it's not that unfair.
At that moment, the huge shape of Porthos appeared round the corner.
Ah, here comes one of my friends at last, said Athos.
What? Is Monsieur Porthos one of your seconds? Cried D'Artagnan.
Yes, and here comes Aramis, the other. Don't you know that none of us is ever seen without the other two?
When Porthos and Aramis arrived, they stared at D'Artagnan in surprise.
Athos, is this the gentleman that you've argued with? Asked Porthos. I've had an argument with him too.
And me, said Aramis. Why are you fighting him, Athos?
Monsieur Athos had a good reason, and I'm ready, said D'Artagnan, drawing his sword, and Athos drew his.
Just at that moment, a group of the cardinal's guards appeared from round the corner.
The cardinal's guards, cried Aramis. Put away your swords.
But it was too late. They had been seen.
Hey, you musketeers, called one of the guards. Are you dueling again? You know that it's against the law. You must come with us.
We only take orders from Monsieur de Tréville, answered Aramis.
If you don't come now, we'll force you, replied the guard.
There are five of them and only three of us,
whispered Athos to his two friends. At this moment, D'Artagnan had to decide something that would change his life. He had to choose between the king and the cardinal. To fight was to break the law and to make an enemy of the cardinal, who was even more powerful than the king. Thinking quickly, he cried,
Monsieur Athos made a mistake. There are four of us.
Then he ran at the guard and fought him furiously, attacking him from all sides until finally the man began to make mistakes. D'Artagnan drove his sword into his body and the guard fell to the ground. D'Artagnan looked around him. Aramis had to fight against two men and had already killed one of them. Athos was wounded again, so D'Artagnan ran to help him.
he knocked the guard's sword out of his hand and ran to pick it up. By now, Aramis had beaten the second man and had his foot on his body. Porthos was still fighting, but his guard was forced to lay down his sword when he saw D'Artagnan, Athos, and Aramis coming towards him. The four young men carried their enemy's swords proudly back to Monsieur de Tréville's house, walking arm in arm along the street. D'Artagnan had never felt happier. "I may not be a musketeer," he said to his new friends, "but at least I've had the chance to fight with you." After this, the four young men were always together, as the three musketeers had been before. And when the king heard about D'Artagnan's bravery, he ordered Monsieur de Tréville to make him a soldier in the king's guards and sent D'Artagnan 40 crowns. D'Artagnan's dream was still to become a musketeer, like his three new friends, but the life he had hoped for in Paris had begun.